You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mickey broke the record at Cap Benny's on oysters, about however many you can eat.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 40 years, and along with winning numerous national and local tournaments, Captain Mickey was recently inducted into the Saltwater Legends Hall of Fame.
The reason I broke the record is I don't think I had enough money in my pocket to pay for all of them. Because if you break the record, everybody with you eats free.
Now here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning, and welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace. And if you're just totally unplugged from the world, don't forget it's Valentine's Day today. If you got somebody in your life, you hope you already took care of it. All right. Might not be much fishing today, so that'll assure you you'll be home in time for dinner. Well, anyway... Sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, Angler U, the Houston Fishing Show. All right, looking at weather, Galveston right now, it's 50 down on the island. It feels cooler than that with that wind. It, man, that old wind will kind of cut you in half this morning. But it looks like rain showers this morning with overcast skies during the afternoon hours with a high of 59. East-northeast winds 15 to 25 with that rain chance running about 40% tonight. Overcast, low of 59, so it'll warm up a little bit. Southeast winds 15 to 25, and then for tomorrow, cloudy skies during the morning hours, and they'll be followed by scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high of 71, and south winds 15 to 25. But south wind's going to warm us up pretty good before the next front, and that rain chance tomorrow is 50%, and some of the wind gusts could be a lot higher than what they are during the day, so we'll see as that thing rolls in. That's southerly. And looking at tides for today, we have four of them. We just had a high occur at the Galveston Channel at 4:08 a.m. It was an 0.8, then a low at 11:14 a.m., a negative 0.2, then a high of 6:21 p.m., an 0.8, then a low at 11:36 p.m., an 0.4. 6:59 a.m. is sunrise, 6:08 p.m. sunset. Moon phase right now, 98%. We're just now starting to come off that full moon. And currently around the complex, it looks like it's kind of east at 17 at the North Jetty, the old rollover site, northeast at 14, Eagle Points northeast at 16, pretty much the same across the board. That's one monitor at San Luis Pass is showing 17 out of the northeast, so it's a little breezy to start the morning off. That northeast wind will it'll have at you. I don't know why. It just always does. All right, well, let's run over to the Tri-Bay area over there near the pass we were just talking about, San Luis Pass, and check in with a hammer, Captain Glenn Hammond, see what he's up to. Hammer, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, Captain Mickey. Not too much, buddy. The wind.
Yeah.
The wind.
Northeast breeze.
Yeah. It is. I got me a brand new little AccuRite weather machine this week, and
did
I installed it. Yep, we got 16 miles an hour northeast.
Oh, you need to take it back. It's 1 mile an hour off of mine. So, hey, man, you got
52, 52 degrees down here in Surfside. So that's better than 32. So, all right, we're lucky.
Well, it is.
I guess a groundhog going to get his way and make sure we get 6 more weeks of bad weather, because I started looking in the looks like it's going to be another cool week next week, too.
So. Yeah, don't look at the future forecast. I don't like it.
And it changes daily. You look at it one day and then turn it back. But anyway, yeah, and that's all I've done this week is try to, you know, it's hard to book trips in the middle of the wintertime or the end of the wintertime, whatever it is, with the fronts blowing in and out. You know what I mean? Trying to catch it, you know, on a good day maybe before the front or a couple days after the front, you know, that's about what's going on. I was in Brazoria on Tuesday and had a little front. I think this was the second front that went through here this week. But north, I mean, it was southeast blowing like heck on Tuesday. And then before the afternoon, it was northeast at 19, 20 miles an hour. And then coming back from Brazoria, we get over here, and it started blowing like heck, man. I mean, 20 to 25 northeast, and it's still blowing. I mean, yesterday, all day long, was nothing under 20, 25, 26 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, huffing, buddy. It sounds eerily quiet this morning with 16 miles an hour out of the east after having it 25, 30, you know, all during day. I mean, it wouldn't give up. It blew the water out of here. Our tides were super low. The reefs were sticking out of the water all day yesterday. And I'm talking about the little old shallow bays that's behind the house. But it's about the same as, you know, if you were over in Drum Bay or Bastrop.
Where's your house at? Is Drum Bay right behind your house or what?
No, a little bitty pond called Swan Lake.
Oh, okay.
And it's
everybody has a Swan Lake, don't they?
I guess so. But there's
one over there by Campbell's, Swan Lake.
Mm-hmm. It's a little bitty old pond, shallow water. It's couple commercial crabbers run their traps out there. But anyway, let's see. Yeah, I was supposed to be fishing today, and I with all that wind. As soon as I woke up yesterday morning, I got on the phone. I didn't want them to head this way. This is my old elderly customers. One of them's 83, one's 82, and one of them lives in Austin and one in Bel Air. And they usually team up and come down and go with me. And before he left Austin, I called him and made sure that he knew. And he goes, oh, well, he goes, my buddy's already called me from, he lives in Bel Air, and told him what that norther was. And so they were going to cancel. They were just fixing to call me and cancel. So I beat them to it. But that's, I guess, why I'm business and still in business today, because I'm honest with the folks. And I just don't try to push it. You know, if there's no way, we ain't going out that stuff. And these guys like to catch fish and have fun. They don't even know I'm in the boat. They're so much bull corning each other and talking about old times and stuff. But no, down here, the bait camps are holding bait. Believe it or not, this time of year, they actually got some shrimp down here. And I have seen some mullet and mudmen flags. I haven't heard one report from anybody. I drove down by the jetties, and the water looked decent. This is before the front blew through. And the beachfront was decent and everything, but it just turned upside down within 24 hours. I mean, it's a completely different scene down here now. I mean, that bay is three shades of chocolate milk, and I'm sure you could find some kind of water to fish in, you know, some protection somewhere. But really, really tough with the northeast wind in our area. It just seems like it comes right down the pipe. But anyway, those guys are going to stay home, and I'm going to stay home. I got to work on my fire pit a little bit this week. Got it level again and ready to start nailing the floor back down to it. And that's about all I got going, man. I was sure hoping I was going to be able to get out there and get a trip in today. and catch a few. But anyway, it's best. It'll settle down. We'll get it. You know, it's just what it is. Like I said, really hard to find you a good day because they're so few and far apart right now with punch coming in every other day.
Yes.
That's a. But I know you got a fishing story. Somebody's whacking them over there, huh?
Well, not here lately. They have been, but I mean, it's just, you know, the weather went south and kind of messed up areas. Our problem, well, we've got a few areas you can fish on a northeast wind and get out of it and catch some fish, but that, you know, that's way upstream in the San Jacinto watershed. But the back of Trinity, it's all messed up with fresh water now. You know, the Trinity River dumped a little bit, and it's, hey, it's that time of year.
Well, with all the with the runoff going on or whatever it is on our rivers, it's got the barges stacked up as far as you can see back behind my house in the Intercoastal Canal. I mean, they are lined up looking to the east. And what it is that Colorado and that Brazos, one of them, with all that current coming across there, and then you got that northeast blowing, they don't let them go. You know what I mean? They escort them across one at a time. They stack them up, and then they call them by the numbers, man. You can tell it's a process. But sometimes these boats sit back here behind the house for 2 days. You know, I mean, they're lined up. Sometimes you never see them parked. And then all of a sudden when the conditions get bad, whether it's too much of a wind coming from the north or something, but they got to be escorted across that big Colorado River and all that stuff where the intercoastal is.
Right.
Anyway, it's just part of the living down here, but it's nice to look out back at nighttime and see all those little deck lights on, you know, the purple and green and yellow and every colored deck light you could imagine on those barges. But they're doing their job, man. There's a little old place right here at the boat ramp. The barges, I remember one winter. They got little bitty flat bottoms, and they putt over to our boat ramp, and they meet a van and pick up their goods. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then
they
ship
food delivery.
Ship them back. Well, one morning they overloaded the boat, and it was cold. It was a cold morning, I remember. And it was right in the middle of the winter, and this little old boat he lost his load. And there was a Dell computer floating in the box. It was still in the box. It was floating in the harbor. And then all of his other stuff in the boat was floating everywhere. I imagine that guy lost his job over that. But I'll never forget that, man, seeing all that stuff floating, you know, dumped out of that little bitty boat. And they just tried to put too much stuff in it. Oh, that was the funniest. I bet it wasn't funny to them, but man. Anyway, let's see what else is going on down here. That's about it, man. We don't have any functions, any outings, tournaments.
I was going to ask you real quick. You went down and checked out the jetties near. How's y'all's beachfront recovered after Hurricane Beryl? I mean, is everything pretty normal again?
Just everything
gone or what?
You know, everything's gone. All the dunes. They've already went from Surfside to San Luis Pass with dump truck loads of sand rebuilding those dunes, believe it or not.
Right.
And they have dumped some truckloads and millions of truckloads of dirt, and they're trying their best to get it back, but I just don't know if it can establish before another
storm. Is, too, after, you know, getting those dunes restored, then you got to worry about plant life, trying to get that to grow to stop erosion, you know, when they do.
That's it. That's it. They got these things.
That's a never-ending process right there, man.
They got these things called sea oats, and they plant them on top of the dunes.
Right.
And supposedly the roots hold it together. But like you said, you got to give them a chance to grow anyway.
Well, yeah, before the next one hits.
No, but the beach is just very, very narrow. If there's any kind of a tide at all, high tide, it's hardly anything. You can't. There's not much beach to drive on down there. And
yeah,
down towards the pass, it comes right to the highway. But no, they're putting a Band-Aid on the elephant's butt is about what they're doing. But
I know.
At least they're working at it.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, Throw out your number. Somebody wants to call you out. Come fish in the Tri-Bay area when the weather lines out.
713-208-0683. Plenty of openings, and I appreciate you, Captain Mickey.
All right,
have a great day.
See you,
okay,
man.
Okay, buddy.
Later. All right, that's the Hammer down in the Tri-Bay area. Well, folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charter. So bring your friends, bring your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. So your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other big events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com, and tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 418 here in the Bayou City. All right, we're going to do something we don't do very often anymore is open the phone lines up because we have phone issues with some of our guys we call. This time of morning, Bob Green is on emergency calls only. His phone won't work. And Tommy Alexander, who we normally talk to, he's out of cell signal reach at a tournament somewhere. I think he's at Coleto Creek or somewhere, but anyway. But give us a call, 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. Give us a call. We'll talk about it this morning. And if you have any questions, you want me to address something, just text me at 713-480-6713. All right. And a lot of texts I get refer back to some of the times we talk about you know, what do you do this time of year when it's just, you know, weather goes south on you and you start pulling all these fronts and you got different wind directions day in and day out. And there's just, you know, down south, if you're fishing down there, there's so many more critical areas you can get to where the water's going to be cleaner, especially for lure fishermen, things like that. But this time of year, we've got some areas like that in our complex. You know, you got areas like Moses Lake. You can get out of pretty much any wind there, and it's a good place to hold fish this time of year during the cold weather months, and a lot of fish pile in there due to the protection and the better water, bait availability, the whole nine yards. There's a lot of structure to fish in that lake. I've fished it a few times over the years. I'm not much on going that far over there and, you know, the way I fish and do it, but it can be quite productive, especially on good quality fish this time of year, trout and redfish. And then you've got Clear Lake. You know, nobody ever talks about fishing Clear Lake, but it pretty much does the same thing as, you know, the same layout as Moses Lake. It's down that west side over there. It holds a lot of protection. You can get out of northeast winds and east winds, and, you know, there's a lot of areas to fish along the edge of those channels that run up, that reach up, you know, up by the Hilton and all that way. There's a lot of shell up there and holds trout over that and redfish at times, and along other stretches where there's pier pilings and docks and everything you can fish, and drains and sloughs and things like that. You can get way up and target fish that way. And then you have, you know, all the area up north of me, you know, from Tabs Bay all the way up to the mouth of the San Jacinto River, even in the river itself when the water's right. But all those back bays, they hold a lot of fish in the winter because they're all border bays along that channel up there. And they hold the warmth. You know, you got the deeper warm water with current exchanges in the ship channel, which creates a lot of bait activity. And then you have, you know, laden structure everywhere. You know, all the islands that they built with spoil over the years that are all rock-lined. You can, you know, make a day of it up there, getting out of it, churling up and down those rocks, throwing spinner baits and shallow running crankbaits and things to catch redfish, even trout. Trout stack up along them at times, too, especially with ledges and drop-offs along them. And then you can move up into the bays itself, which are mostly mud bottom, soft mud bottom that holds heat. And they're warm by the, you know, they're protected from the north winds, naturally, and they're surrounded by land, which adds a lot of heat to the water. You know, it's basically like bass fishing. You know, early in the spring like this, when you're really still winter, but you're thinking spring, and you're trying to make things happen, it may not, but they usually do. But you can get out of the wind and find, you know, mullet's a real key this time of year. You find some mullet in those areas staged up. There's trout there. You just got to wait them out, fish it out till you can get them going. Well, we do have a caller, old Raceboat Ray from Highlands. River Rat Ray, let's see what he's up to this morning. Hey, old-timer, what's going on? How you doing?
Well, I appreciate that old-timer part.
You are, man. You can't deny that. You don't look old, but you are.
Yeah, the Hammer was talking about one of his old guys that was only 82 years old. Heck, I wouldn't mind going back to 82. But anyway.
Oh, God.
You know, if the wind's blowing out of the northeast like it was yesterday and this morning, you just go up to the dam and get in on the white bass deal. And of course, there's some Boone and Crockett catfish up there too.
Oh yeah. And
the Good Times parking lot was full of boats yesterday. So, you know, things change and people get going where they can get the tug on the line.
That's it. Yeah, I heard there was kind of a white bass run going on up there. About the same time every year, huh?
Well, it is. You know, Valentine's Day is, they might as well name that White Bass Day, because that's the mark on the calendar where it happens. And of course, you're not a big upstream guy. But
I fish it. I don't retain the fish because the signs tell you not to. And I was sliding up there 20, 30, 40 years ago and winning tournaments when nobody went up there. I just went up there because it's catch and release anyway, or live weigh in and throw them back in the water, especially on redfish. And
we joke about this all the time. This is my running joke. This bad water up there, I attribute my longevity to all this instead of river water. And every time they talk about how bad it is, I want to rush down there and get me another glass full. But yeah, but the backside of Burnett right now is holding fish. And of course, Burnett always has those residential flounder that are beginning to pop up again here and there. And of course, it's just redfish city over there too, like it always is. But there's, to your point, there's always some place you can go when the weather's like this.
Oh yeah. I'm trying to find it. That there was a post on it about some water treatment facility up around Crosby has been dumping.
I saw that on the news last night.
Yeah, that raw sewage into the San Jacinto River 1,000 times more than the legal limit. That's been going on since March of 21, and they just now caught them and did something about it.
That's almost unbelievable story, isn't it?
Well, same thing goes on in Cedar Bayou, City of Baytown. They've been fined I don't know how many times for doing that.
I read that in the paper. Nobody takes paper. I guess I saw it on the internet and heard it on the news last night again. And I guess they have a boil water thing going on in Crosby now because of that.
Yeah, off Bayway Drive too.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just trying to think in my mind exactly where that plant is and where it might be dumping into the river. My guess is that if it's Crosby, it's probably might be up on the other side of the dam, but I'm not sure about that. But
yeah.
Anyway, it's one of those things that needs to be attended to for sure.
Yes, it does.
And, of course, when we were water skiing on Cedar Bayou back in the rock ages, we didn't think anything about that, and it was really, really bad then.
Yeah. Well,
so anyway,
this day and age, there's really no excuse for that, though. You know what I mean? With the technology we have, and there's just no excuse for it.
Well, it's absolutely no excuse for it.
Well, look at all the money that's been allocated 25 years ago, back in 2000 and 2001, to clean up those Superfund sites up there. Nobody's done nothing.
They spent some of that money putting those day glow buoys all the way around it.
Well, so, yeah, I think they threw a tarp over it and stacked some rock on it. Whoopee,
I have to laugh. They put those buoys around it so the guys could come up and tie up on them and fish.
Yeah, yeah, guides will fish right on top of that Superfund site and retain those fish and take them home and clean them. That's just
I'm not so sure about that, but they come up there.
For a fact because I see it. I'm up there and see it happen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it's not that harmful to them. So let them do it.
It's not an immediate sickness. It comes later in life, and you wonder why you got Hodgkin's lymphoma or liver cancer or whatever, bladder cancer. You never know.
Are you going to the fishing show?
I don't know yet. I hadn't been yet, so I don't know.
I was thinking about going up there today because, to me, I guess if there's anything I don't need is more fishing equipment. But for me, it's like a reunion. I get up and go see
right.
Tony G and Lynn Smith and all the people that I know and harass Bob.
Lynn will be there tomorrow.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I think he's got a seminar tomorrow, so he's only going to do it one day.
Well, I may put it off till tomorrow, too, but I'll go up there and see Bob Johnson. I spoke to him at the boat show, and he was doing good. So that's encouraging for the people that are trying to make a living out of it.
Cool.
So anyway, if I go up there, I'll put on my face mask and see if I can dodge getting the croup.
Well, we know those don't work, so they've already proven that. But trying to be healthy.
Yeah, right. But give the persona anyway.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
Well, it's I walked in. I've been in that building a couple of times since we lost our friend, and it still gives me kind of a twinge to walk in there and look behind that computer and not see that face.
Oh, Dave?
No, Vaughn.
Oh, Vaughn. Oh, you mean up here where I'm at? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I get it every morning when I step in here in my studio.
I bet that's right.
But he's listening.
Get too close.
He's listening.
Do what?
He's listening.
Oh, yeah. He's laughing at it. Now. Just think. He's thinking of something funny to say right at this very moment.
All right, Ray. Well, hey, thanks for the call this morning, buddy. Good hearing from you.
Well, I'm here for you anytime.
That door swings both ways, brother.
Okay, my man. Have a good one.
All right. Let's go to G-Town now and check in with old Craig this morning. Craig from G-Town, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Mickey.
Hey, man.
Long time.
Been a while. What's up?
Oh, nothing much. Just getting my day going. Kitty and I got to work today, and anyway, that's about it, man. It's a little early.
Yeah, it is.
How you been doing?
I couldn't be better. It's all good, man. Weather could be better.
Yeah, just waiting this winter out, man. I'm ready to get back on the water. It's been a while.
Yeah, me too.
I've been hitting the beachfront a little bit, getting some whiting here and there, but not a whole lot to write home about. But
yeah, usually we'll get a good whiting run going this time of year, you know, especially off the
years. I did pretty good a couple of weeks ago, but that's about it. It's, you know, how this weather changes so quick, and you got a little window here and there, and that's about it. So anyway,
you getting some decent size ones where you get a fillet off of them and have a whiting fry?
Yeah, I didn't get any big bull ones, you know, the ones you want, but you get some like 10, 15 of them, and that's enough for a meal.
Sure.
It's enough
tasty
to bring home.
Very good eating fish.
Heck yeah.
And they're strong fish. Man, if they
I don't think
they got up to 5 and 6 pounds, man, they'd be tough to handle on trout tackle.
No.
They are strong.
What I really want to do is get some of them those pompano in the surf.
Yeah.
Those are tasty. Those are real tasty.
It's another good eating fish you never hear a lot about.
No, you don't. You been wetting the line any?
Not the last 2 or 3 weeks. I get windows. Well, they're not windows. Actually, when I get my days off to go, weather goes south on me, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's no big deal. I've caught them before. I'll catch them again.
Yeah, you can wait it out.
Yeah. Nah, it's not a...
I still need to... We need to get together and go fishing again before we all...
We will. Before we all croak. Everybody's croaking,
hey,
man.
Kitty and I are going to retire in August, so...
Are you? Dang, that's good. Y'all are young.
Man, I'm 66, brother.
Well, that's young.
Yeah, well, she's 55. She's going to be 55.
Yeah, especially her. You always like younger gals, didn't you?
You know, they try to keep up with me.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we had a good hunting season with Crockers this past year, and I'm still out there doing my sausage and trying other things with that deer meat and enjoying it, man. Like my, you know, experimenting around and see what I can make.
Right. Well, that's the way to do it. You got to try different blends till you find the one you really like, and then stick with it. just remember to write it down so you remember the recipe.
That's the thing.
That's what the problem. You got to write it down.
It's kind of like catching that big trout. What did I do just then?
Yeah, what was I? How was I working my lure when I got that bite?
You got to hold your mouth just right.
Exactly.
I tell you what I've been doing. I got Kitty bought me this big old black pot. This, you know, and I've been rendering down pork belly and making my own lard and right. cooking with it. And it's really good stuff. So now I'm on a pork skin kick. I'm trying to get that down to perfection. And I tell you, all that stuff is a lot of work. You know that?
It is.
It's a lot of work and time consuming. So
yes, it is.
That's what's been keeping me going, you know, when I'm not fishing.
Well, it gives you something to do.
That.
Yeah, play with that and piddle around.
And, you know, you learn something, too, you know.
Yeah, so. Piddling.
It's all
right,
good.
Buddy. Well, it's good hearing from you, Craig. Tell everybody hello from me down that way.
I said, I'm going to call old Mick and see what's up.
Yeah, it's up. We're up. That's a fact.
Yeah, there you go. Well, shout out to all the ladies and happy Valentine's Day to them.
We're going to do it, man. See you, brother.
It's their day. All right, man. Take care.
Later, Craig. All right. Angler U. Well, Angler U is committed to steadily expanding its library of videos to cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. They have weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers with decades of experience. And they're steadily expanding its library of videos to cover all topics and their archive. That way you can see patterns over time. Their educational videos with instructional topics covering all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, and tarpon. Whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking, just go to anglerU.com. You can become a member today and receive great discounts from partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. This will save you a ton of money. Go to anglerU.com. That's anglerU.com. And improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:41 here in the Bayou City. Now we're going to try and Bob Green, and I think his phone's working for now. Let's see what we can do with this. All right, Bob, good morning.
Man, I tell you what, this phone had ghost in it this morning. I don't know what was going on.
Man.
Normally it goes through all that stuff around 3 a.m., you know, right. And it'll cut off, it'll cut back on. But this morning it must have been sluggish is all I can say.
Yeah.
Boy, yeah, well, it sounds good now. You're loud and clear.
Yeah, you are too.
And I wondered, when I saw what it was doing, I knew about what time it'd be calling, so I turned it off and back on again. And of course, then it just took forever to get hooked back up. So loud and clear. So
well,
anyway, you know, yesterday was a blowout, so wasn't any getting on the water yesterday anywhere.
Right.
Did y'all even have any water in the bay from wind blowing out of the north yesterday?
Yeah,
northeast.
We're on some negative tides, but yeah, it came back because we had mostly northeast, you know, northeast.
Okay.
That'll blow it out too bad. And if you get some west in it, it's gone. It's out of here.
Well, I think we hit around 36 this morning is what it is. So it'd be a little chilly, but you can handle it. This morning's supposed to be calm or light to variable. So
yeah,
after all that yesterday, it may be a little splashy or a little tore up from yesterday's deal, but anyway, it should be a nice day. Wednesday was fairly nice day, and water temperature is still running around 69 to 70. Mm. Right now, and even though we were close to that, I think the full moon was it yesterday or the day before? I think it was
the last
I think
two
it was
days
yesterday.
This morning it's 1%. You know, we're on decline now. We're finally at the backside of it.
That may be why they were biting so good on Wednesday because of that. But and it was calm, so fish are still. Actually, I haven't caught a fish deep in the last couple of trips out. Most everything now seems to be anywhere from 2 to 5 on the outside edge of the grass or up in the grass. And still throwing, I seen that picture of that black on their tail.
Yeah, you sent me that.
I thought I did.
Yeah, we talked about that last week, you know, how they're already going through that hormonal change or whatever they go through. I don't know all the technical terms. I just catch them.
Hey, Lacey always refresh me on the gonadal deal.
The gonadal opening.
That's the only way I can really tell. But even the ones I saw that were dripping a little bit of egg, still didn't have that real puffy pink, deal on it like they're trying to get there. But yeah, it's the right time of year for it to be happening anyway. Normally the end of January, those deep fish that we're catching, those fish anywhere 15 or 20 feet, normally a lot of times they'll be dripping them just being brought up from the depth change.
Right.
But right now I'm relying mostly on, so far it's been rattle trout, a smaller rattle trout. Mm-hmm. And over the top of grass and actually snagging into it are the chatterbait. Chatterbait's been, and for me, has worked just about as well as anything.
That's what and all then, of course, guys wore all those fish out in MLF on Conroe with. Chatterbaits were, smoking them on chatterbaits.
Yeah, that ended up being one of the baits I hated the most and the ones I like the most now. So you can change, and start being successful with it. But
you just have to get used to it,
Yeah, I mean, it's really, especially the one I use got that little small. It doesn't have that big blade, the big silver blade. It's got that little plastic. And it'll work through that grass, pretty good. Well, it'll work through marine naiad real well and even some hydrilla. Mm-hmm. And we've got both here now. So the coots are going to have to really get busy to eat all the grass that we have.
Yeah.
But you see some big flocks of them running around inside those little areas where it's at the most. Now, I noticed on the west end of the lake there was what we call snot grass, for lack of a better word. So,
That old green slime.
Yeah, that's that. So, hey, if I lose you, you're fading just a little bit, but it's probably me. And shake your heads after that, after about the first hour and a half or 2 hours, unless it's overcast, you go to the shake your head and just keep working it in the grass and around the grass and a lot of flipping in the reed going on now. Of course, that's every year. So,
right.
Did I lose you?
No, we're good. You're still there.
Oh, okay. I don't understand what's going on. My ears, maybe. I don't know.
No, I'm just listening.
Okay. Well, let's see. I got the water temp. Water always about the same, stained, whatever.
Right.
It may be a little churned up this morning, though. So just have to wait and see, because it did blow hard here yesterday.
All right. Well, I appreciate the report. I know we don't have the time like we normally do, because I couldn't get you in that other segment. But give them some info if somebody wants to get up and fish with you, Bob.
All righty. Just 281-460-9200. Okay. My wife's number is so close to that one, I nearly gave it out. That would be upset. she's still trying to sleep. Anyway, give us a holler. We'll
FadCountyBassFishing.com. All right, buddy.
Talk to y'all later.
See you, man.
Thanks.
Later.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's Bob Green on Fayette County. Now let's run down to South Padre and check in with Captain Brian Barrera, see what he's up to this morning. Hey, Brian, what's going on, bud?
Morning, sir. How you doing today?
Oh, man, I'm good. Always good. It's good
to be here. Getting
ready
for that Houston fishing show? You going out there? You doing?
I don't know yet. I hadn't picked a date yet. I hadn't gone yet.
Oh, okay. Just wondering. I'm not going to make it up there. I'm bass fishing out here in La Jolla Lake,
La Jolla Lake.
Texas.
Where's that at?
Around the McAllen area, but
okay,
just outside of town. It's like a private lake. It's about, you know, maybe 300 acres.
Right.
It's a pretty cool place, bunch of bass and stuff. My birthday, actually, my birthday's today, so we're going to...
Oh, happy birthday. Born on Valentine's Day. My
yes, sir.
Goodness. There you go.
Yes, sir. So we took the weekend off, and we came up here. We like to go do some bass fishing and stuff on my birthday, usually, or on my day, around my birthday every year.
Right.
So
well, that's cool.
Headed up and packed up the bass fishing rods and came up here. We're going to see what happens. Of course, we got this chilly push now, you know, so I don't think we're doing a sunrise trip this morning, that's for sure, but maybe at 8:30 or something.
That's all right.
Let it warm up just a couple of degrees.
Boy, I remember all the days when my older brother and I, we used to bass fish this time of year, and I mean, it was daylight till dark every time, you know, with him.
Yep.
He was a grinder. We caught some good bass in times of the day you don't think you'll catch them, and, man, we'd light them up. So you just got to be there and be on them, you know. Keep chunking.
Yeah. Yep, it's going to be fun. We're excited about it. Got some rattle traps and some worms and stuff. And we'll see what happens, you know.
Right.
We had a, beforehand, though, we had a pretty decent week of fishing. I had to cancel out 2 days, though. We got rained out, two of them. But other than that, you know, we went out and caught quite a bit of snook bouncing jigs on the bottom and stuff. So that was pretty nice. We tried throwing top waters because we had that one really hot day in the middle of the week before it got cold again, you know.
Right.
Tried throwing some top waters and stuff. We didn't really get any action, so we switched back up to soft plastics pretty quick. And we caught quite a few nice trout and maybe a dozen snook or so on our last trip out. So that was nice.
When you're snook fishing, you catch very many trout and, you know, close to those snook?
So when it's cold out, we do, because, you know, when it's cold, the trout tend to get into the deeper stuff, and that's what the snook are generally in. And the trout are so much more aggressive than the snook, you know. We'll definitely get them together mixed in. And when the trout are in there, it's more like you're catching a ton of trout and a few snook, you know. They'll outcompete the snook for sure. I don't know if I'll compete, but they're definitely more aggressive to come up and eat a bait on the drop than waiting for it to go all the way down. This trout tend to suspend a lot, too.
I remember fishing, Blaine and I were fishing a redfish cup out of Punta Gorda. We were working these mangroves and flipping for reds and all that, and you'd see those big snook just easing out of the edge of those mangroves, and they were always where there was like a point in a kind of a deep hole, like a tide hole, you know, a drop off.
Yep, and that little worn out hole from the tide
area. And man, I saw these big snook swimming right at the edge of that. I was up on the bow of the boat with a trolling motor, and just out of the blue, in the middle of those snook was a trout. I didn't think Florida had, you know, well, I know they have trout that big, but I'd never seen one in that area. And, man, this thing was 30-plus inches long, just cruising with those snook. Thought he was a snook.
Wow.
Big old, big, big trout.
That's crazy. My buddy in Florida told me a story one time about how he was snook fishing with a half of a, or like a big dead skipjack head.
Yeah.
On the bottom. And his client caught a 34-inch trout in the Indian River, Florida, big trout area back in the days before they got the water issues. Mm-hmm. And they used to catch giants. And he said, "Yep, on a dead skipjack head, one of the biggest trout he's ever seen in his life." While he was snook fishing on the bottom.
Yep. Indian River, man. That's there's.
I said, "Why are my trout so picky down here? I could never throw him a skipjack head."
Hey, you just never know about these fish, man.
They'll surprise you. When they're eating, you know.
Well, that's true. You got it. Well,
and,
hope you have a great bass fishing birthday.
Yep, we're pretty pumped up. Things are starting to to change over there. Although it's been heating up and I've been starting to see some stuff show up kind of weird, you know, redfish getting really shallow and sheep's heads starting to pop their heads out at the jetty. Some people starting to catch them and stuff.
Yeah,
it feels like
sheep season.
Yeah, it feels like we're about to get blasted by some like big Arctic front next week. I think
well, we got three of them next week. You know, we got one this coming Sunday, then one on Wednesday, and then another one on next Sunday. So
lovely.
Yeah. And those temperatures have fallen a little bit. They're showing one Houston temperature on Thursday being 29 for a low and 48 for a high. So that's pretty cold.
Wow.
For me, anyway.
I've got a Hummingbird Minn Kota video shoot Wednesday, Thursday. They're coming down and 40 degrees out, 40% chance of rain.
Ugh. Oh, man. That's not good.
Going to have to earn it that day.
Yeah. Yep.
But
you'll earn it.
That's the dark side of it. It's not always sunshine, rainbows, and big fish eating every day, you know?
Oh, yeah. So,
there's a dark side to it. We'll push through, though.
All right. Well, happy birthday, Brian, and I wish you the best today. I hope you catch a big old bucket mouth on your birthday. If somebody wants to call you about coming down to South Padre and hooking up with you, doing some fishing, how they get a hold of you, buddy?
Sure. I've got a few openings here over the next couple of months. If somebody wants anything, give me a call. Area code 956-755-9413. Or check out the website, InshoreFishingSouthPadre.com.
You got it, man. All right, Brian. Well, have a good birthday. I'll talk to you next week. You be safe, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
See you. Thank you. All right. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.